Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
We're now in the beginning of football season at what many call the drinking season. While both of these activities aren't always related, both of these topics, while enjoyable, can be damaging and potentially lethal. Alcohol is at both ends of brain injury in that it's a common cause of traffic collisions, falls, and violence. After a brain injury, many self-medicate themselves from the pain and depression with overindulgence, causing even more depression and, in some cases, suicide. Because the brain isn't fully developed until about 25 years of age, alcohol plays a significant role in stunting brain development. Multiple concussions may also interfere and even set back brain development. If consumed in its extreme, over the age of 65, alcohol plays a significant role in deterioration of the brain. I'll spare you the medical details for now. It's football season, and that means that players of all ages are subject to multiple concussions per game. This is particularly dangerous because two concussions within a 10-day period can cause permanent damage. Most NFL players and college football players average up to 6 concussions per game. Brain-oriented diseases such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, epilepsy, depression, and death are closely associated with multiple concussions. Injured players are often rewarded for returning to the field and are therefore likely to sustain permanent damage. Now that brain injury is more freely discussed, players from middle school to the pros are complaining of permanent loss of memory and inability to learn, and in many cases, profound depression. So what's the answer to the downside of so much fun? When players show signs of concussion, they must be benched until they are medically cleared. Better to miss a game than ruin a life. All beginning athletes should be baseline tested at the beginning of each season to determine if a brain injury actually occurs. This is being done in Humboldt County as we speak. Never, under any circumstances, should an injured player be encouraged to return to the field. Don't drink to excess. Don't drink and drive. Self-medication with alcohol may feel good in the short term, but in the long run, it will likely lead to brain injury, whether by impact or making a current brain injury even more severe. Whether you're a football fan or a player, alcohol reduces good judgment and may lead to injuries on the field, in the stands, and driving home from the game. Let's enjoy both football season and what many call the drinking season with a bit of awareness and consideration for others and ourselves. I'm Jeffrey Smoller from Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery, where your brain is always on our mind.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.